Hello and welcome to another episode. On today's show, I talk about the latest business launch. I'm at my prime. Hey, hey, I'm at my prime. Whoa. Said I'm at my prime. Unthin is completely and utterly overwhelmed. It's been one of the greatest starts to a business I've ever seen in my life. And that's coming off the back of Fletcher Longstaff, which has been an incredible business. If Unthin continues on the trajectory that it's currently on right now, I honestly believe it could be one of the biggest businesses in the UK for direct-to-consumer pharmacy brands. It's absolutely incredible. I've never seen anything like it. We are absolutely inundated. It's messed up all of our production, and we can't really do much about it. It came off the back of literally two articles in minor press in the UK. We spent £200 on Facebook advertising and we genuinely are overwhelmed by orders. I knew the business was great. I knew the business would do amazingly well. I knew the product was great. But my issue was that has there been so much snake oil in this industry that the people that need the product, will they just not find it? You know, will they not believe it? Will they not believe it's real? And that worry has been, I think, quickly deleted. People want the product. People want the solution. And Unthin is the solution for them. It's pretty game-changing and pretty incredible what we've seen here. And it's one of many, right? One of many. I mean, the key thing here is, you know, get product out the door. We have to move to a bigger facility to be able to accommodate the amount of product we're going to have to be shipping out on a regular basis. I said all ads are off. We really started our marketing campaign. And we've already hit capacity. We've had to send letters to everyone saying that we're really, really sorry. There's been a slight delay in shipping your order. You know, we're a new business. We just started. We didn't expect this much demand. We genuinely didn't. My aim was, you know, 3 signups a day in the first couple of months. We are well above that, like well above that, like crazy amount above that. Genuinely overwhelmed. And it's unbelievable, to be honest, absolutely unbelievable. All the pre-marketing I did worked brilliantly well. The PR team did incredibly well. And again, people supported me. You know, people supported me when I asked them to, whether that be you guys on the pod, whether it be people on Facebook or LinkedIn. And people supported me. And as always, I'm ever grateful. So if you are looking to use Unthin, please don't use it now. Please wait a month or a week or 2 weeks just so we can get the backlog out. But the movement we're making now in terms of the new manufacturing facility means we won't have any problems. But that manufacturing facility we're getting moved into that next week. So I'm hoping by the end of next week, we'll be fine again and we can scale a lot faster at that point. But genuinely overwhelmed. I've got some really, really big stuff planned. And we've got a really, really big influencer and celebrity that's going to be the face of the brand, which I'm really, really fucking excited about. Amazing, amazing guy. I've got a TV ad slot booked. And that's on top of all of our alternative advertising channels. And when I say alternative, I mean, you know, we aren't going to promote this product just like on Facebook ads. Like I'm using alternative channels because there is so much underpriced attention that many brands aren't utilizing. And there's a few competitors in the space who are using Facebook ads and Instagram ads, and they haven't thought about the alternative channels. I'm not going to explain the alternative channel, I don't think, on this podcast until I do it. And I'll tell you the reason that. The main reason is this. I believe that at this current moment in time, because of the massive increase in orders we've had and the amount of press attention we've had just from 2 articles, I believe that our competitors in the space now are looking into our businesses. They're listening to our podcast. They're listening to all sorts, right? And I truly believe, like I know they are because I've seen them ordering our product. I've seen them clicking on our links in our emails. I've tracked them going onto our site. I know they are. I know they are. And I don't want to give away any secrets that I've got lined up with these alternative channels. until I'm doing it, until I've got it bagged. And you need to understand this, right, guys? I need you to understand this. All I am is a jumped up marketing guy who invests too much money, right? Who's never really spent any money on himself, just keeps investing. And we're currently going up against some of the biggest brands in the world. This is pharma. This is pharma, pharmaceuticals. This is medical. And a jumped up marketing guy from Lincoln is currently competing with a $2.4 billion company in the space who has a, you know, very similar products in the exact same industry. So yeah, like I think they'll be looking at our stuff, and that's exciting for me because I've always said I love the fight. I love the fight being the little guy, the guy that comes in, everyone looks at him and goes like, what's he wearing? He ain't even got the right, you know, they're like, he hasn't even got the right shoes for the game. He hasn't even got the right shin pads on. Yeah, and you look across and there's that $2.4 billion company. He's got all the right gear, you know, all of it. He's got the biggest team. You know, they spent more money on marketing, but that little guy walks in and the little guy's, you know, messy. You know, he's got more ability, he's more mobile, he's more agile. You know, he's got a few tricks up his sleeve that the big guy doesn't quite know about because they've been able to rest on their laurels because they're a big guy. It's the guy that you probably couldn't hire in your company because he's too much of a loose cannon, and that's us. So I really believe from the bottom of my heart that we're going to disrupt this industry massively. I genuinely don't think they know what's about to hit them from a marketing perspective, because what we do is marketing. So it's always been our you know, big edge. The partnerships I've got lined up are pretty, pretty mega. No one has come close to our partnerships, and this is including a $2.4 billion company. And it's a little old company, Lincoln, you know, creating a revolutionary product, don't get me wrong. You know, that is going to be taking them on head on. And it's really fucking exciting. And I'm not after anyone's market share. I want to make this really, really clear. I'm not after anyone's market share. Frankly, I don't need anyone's market share. There's enough people out there with receding hairlines and male pattern baldness. I don't need anyone's market share. I just need my own market share. I don't need to build a $2.4 billion company to hit what I want from this. I don't really need to build, you know, a $10 million company from this. For me, it's just another product, another revenue stream, another innovative advantage, another balancing item within the featured group. That's what it is for me. And there's three more products within the pharmacy industry we're going to go after. And it's really fucking exciting. And I'll tell you now, it's really, really fucking exciting. Yeah. You know, really just four lads who didn't even know each other 2 years ago have come together, create an amazing product. And it just so happens, looks like the UK love it. And the UK is what the UK has been looking for. And I'm really excited to see where this journey goes. And you guys, you know, you're going to be on it with me, underthin.co.uk. Please take a look. You know, just to smidge a discount code in for you all, growth40 will give you first month completely free. You can order now, but you'll be waiting probably 10 days, I'd say, for your order to come through. Just because, of, like I said, we're moving shops. Everyone who's ordered knows. Everyone who will order will know. But you know, it's not going to delay your treatment, because you know it's going to take 3 to 6 months for it to be in effect anyway. So you know, if you are looking for something to aid a treatment, you know, don't take my advice. I don't know anything about medical stuff. Jump on to unthin.co.uk, speak to a pharmacist we have on there. They'll give you any questions you may have. But yeah, it's a pretty incredible time to be in featured group. The team are absolutely loving it at the agency, because obviously we're getting to work on a really exciting, innovative campaign with no barriers. You know, when you work on a brand within the featured group, you know, the distract guys and girls know there's no barriers. Don't come and ask me a question. Just do it. We'll discuss it later. Which has helped us dramatically. Something happened actually today that I forgot until this very moment. We have a client that I don't work on the account. I don't work on the account at all. I got a phone call. I thought, that's strange that I'm getting a phone call from this person. Like, normally there's drama when the phone rings for me, if I'm being honest with you. So I thought, what's this? Anyway, he left me a voicemail because I was in a meeting, and it said, hi, Peter. I'm looking at buying some land. Wonder if you can help me do the legals. I thought, what the fuck? And obviously, we have Fletcher Longstaff, right, which is a conveyancing firm that can easily do legals for residential conveyancing. And so I called him back. I was like, yeah, of course he can do the, of course he can do the legals for you. I'll put you through to our MD, Tom, who can get it all sorted out for you. And I thought to myself, is my life getting so weird right now that literally anything you want, you just call Pete? Like, that's the trick in this. Like, you know, you're like, oh, I don't know what business, I don't know, I'm moving house. Oh, I'll just call Pete. Hi, Pete, can you help me move house? Well, yeah, I can help you do the mortgage. I can help you do the conveyancing. Oh, hi, Pete, I'm recruiting. Yeah, sure, we can recruit for you. Hi, Pete, I'm looking for, yeah, sure, I'll sort that out for you. Are we getting to a point, a comedy point, where you don't even have to use Google anymore, you pick the phone up to me? Ow, I just drank some mint tea, and I swore the mint. You probably heard that. I'm really sorry. That was disgusting. I went to Everyman Cinema with Brad a couple of weeks back, and I said, oh, a mint tea, please. I said, is it like green tea that's mint flavored, like a, you know, a peppermint tea? And she was like, well, it is green. It's mint. I thought, oh, fuck it, I'll have it. Thinking it was going to be like a green tea, you know, that flavored mint. And it was just mint leaves with hot water, and I paid like £4 for it. And I was like, fuck's sake. But I drank it. It was lovely. And I've bought some mint, and I'll have that at night now rather than having like a tea or a green tea. I just have literally mint leaves in hot water, and it's lovely. Like, it's really refreshing. I don't believe there's any caffeine in mint. I don't think there will be. And it's just really refreshing. And it's a really nice way to wind down. So as I currently talk to you right now, the current time is 20 past 10 on Thursday. I'm fucking stacked. I'm sorry I missed last week's episode. But Unthin launch has been absolutely mental. It's taken all my fucking free time. And then guess what? I'm still the MD of Distract. I'm still having to do my day job. And I'm getting the biggest leads of my life through at this current moment in time. So I'm juggling like a fucking madman. Unfortunately, last week's podcast was missed. And this week's podcast is done at 20 past 10 at night. Because I'm a 28-year-old lad that is trying to run a business, trying to build an empire, trying to have fun, and also live like a normal fucking 28-year-old lad. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like a interesting place to be. I was getting quite concerned, and I had a conversation, not concerned, it's the wrong term to use. All over the news was things about care home fees, and care home fees are taking people's houses, and it was, you know, it's quite sad to see. And we've seen the new tax bill go through, which I'm obviously not a fan of, because I believe in a low tax, high capitalism, libertarian government, which is definitely not what we have right now, but we won't even bother going down the government landscape. And because of that, I raised the conversation with my dad and said, look, Dad, I just want to have us look into, you know, structuring an estate that we don't have to worry about taxes in the future, care home in the future. And so I got a tax advisor in to speak to us about it, and she broke it all down for us, and we understood what we can and can't do. And it put my mind at ease, because it wasn't going to affect our family too much. But I was really concerned that, you know, my dad's worked his whole life, you know, raised me and my brother since I was 7, and my brother was like literally probably 0 by himself to get a house that he owns outright. Because he's worked so bloody hard, bless him. You know, he's really, really, really like grafted hard. And I didn't want, like, you know, care home fees to you know, if that did happen in, let's say, 20 years time, that to be a huge, huge problem. So I got a tax advisor in just to say, look, what's the best things to do? And it basically worked out that because of the way he structured himself anyway, it won't be a huge, huge problem. But then I kind of had this realization mid meeting. I said, look, Dad, I'm not going to just do some weird tax scheme that whacks you in a care home that is one you don't want to be in. I'm going to work extra fucking hard. I'm going to make sure you get a really good care home if you do get in that way. And I know it's a really difficult conversation to have. Like, I just want everyone to be aware. Like, I didn't have this conversation jumping for joy, but I knew that it was at the back of my dad's mind, and I knew it was the back of my mind, and I knew it was the back of my brother's mind. And I thought, look, I'm going to be a big brother about this, and I'm going to have the grown-up conversation with everyone and say, look, I know this is on the back of everyone's mind because of what's going on in the news right now and what's happened with other family members. So let me deal with it. Let me open the conversation to people that actually know. And at that point, we can all make an informed decision. So I got everyone in that could make the decision. And then we've all the family made the decision not to do anything, like not to structure anything in any weird ways and do anything too difficult. But to put on the back of my mind that, you know, if that is the case, then I'll foot a bill to make sure that it's a decent place for him to be. Because of what, you know, how he supported us. And this is the thing I'm trying to say to all you guys. I say to you all the time is, you know, for me, entrepreneurship is much bigger than building businesses, and the journey of myself going through these businesses it's also part of the journey of everyone else, right? And entrepreneurship for me is the ability to be able to do things for people that have done things for you. And there's nobody that's done more for me on my journey, whether it be supporting my businesses, whether it be supporting my brother, or whether it be supporting my upbringing, than my dad. And it's very, very important to me. And I'm sure all to you guys as well, that the people that have got you to where you are now, that you look after them when they need looking after. So, you know, touch wood, we don't need a care home, touch wood. But I think it's a grown-up thing and the right thing to do to have these civilized conversations with your family about what happens if and when. And speaking short and bluntly, the conversation after a conversation with the tax advisor was the if, but, and when, you know, I'll sort it out, / this can be sold, / this can be done. We've had the conversation now, we put it to bed, we forget about it, we move on with our happy lives. But we now know that if this does happen, we're not worried, we're not running around like headless chickens, we have a plan for when it unfolds. And it's morbid to think about, it's not the greatest conversation everyone wants to have, but I can guarantee that it's at the back of somebody in your family's mind, and it's just worth getting done. And if you're sitting there right now without a will or without a lasting power of attorney or whatever, I recommend that you go and get that done as well, because these things take absolutely no time to do. Not a huge amount of money either, but it will save you so much stress and so much bullshit if they're required. And the last thing you want to be doing when these things are required is getting these things required. Does that make sense? Like, the last thing you want when you're dealing with all the other bullshit that comes with those issues is putting in place the thing that you need to put in place. So get that in place, I would say, now. With most things, structure yourself, you know, as best as you can leading up to events, because that just naturally makes the events much, much easier and much, much better to go through. So that's my kind of like life lesson on all this, is just, you know, think of the things that could happen. Yeah, it's morbid to think about. Yeah, it's not great, but plan your life accordingly, and hopefully you won't need to use them. That's been my big win here. Other things that's gone on in the last few weeks, my bloody arm started hurting again, man. The vaccine pain started coming back again. Pins and needles, dead arm, which is really weird, because I had no pain for about 14 days, and it just kind of came on all of a sudden for about 4 days, and it seems to have eased off again now. So it's really bizarre. I don't know what the fuck happened there. I thought I was completely over it, and it's come back 4 days. The good thing is it's come back for only 4 days. You know, before it was, you know, 7-8 weeks, so it's definitely getting better, but just fucking bizarre. You know what I mean? Just really, really weird. I don't want to scare anyone here, but one of our other lads as well in the office, he had the second dose of Pfizer, and he had to go to hospital because of a bad reaction. So, and then I've had a client's assistant be rushed into hospital with a bad reaction from the same thing. Something to do with the heart. I don't really know the ins and outs. So just stay safe out there, folks. You know, make informed decisions. You know, I say this as a guy who got the first dose. I don't think we're getting the second dose unless I'm forced to. You know, it's like, you can't live your life, Pete, and then we're fucked, really, as a generation. But I kind of wish I didn't have the first one, you know. So, you know, there's only people listening to this who are rolling their eyes right now. I get it. I understand, guys. I was rolling my eyes before I had a side effect. So, you know, I don't know what else to say. Like, you know, it's very easy to not understand the side of adverse reactions when you haven't had an adverse reaction, because I was there thinking, well, just get the fucking vaccine, people. What are you crying about? But when you have an adverse reaction, it makes you kind of open your eyes a little bit more, and you start thinking a bit more independently. And the independent thought is, I'm 28, I'm healthy. I could probably have shaken it, you know, and I get a vaccine, do the greater thing for good. And that's what I did. And the greater thing for good is give me a fucked up arm for so far, I don't know, 15 weeks. So yeah, like, I'm not an anti-vax brigade, and I feel like I have to always say that. I've had every other vaccine known to man that I've needed, but this one for some reason fucked me up, and I have no other solution for it. GPs won't see you, and you know, every single person I know who's had an actual vaccine-related incident, you know, me, a guy in the office, one of the girls from my uni that I know really well, you know, one of the guy's best mates who's literally paralyzed. You know, everyone, first of all, everyone says that you're chatting absolute bullshit. I'm like, I literally know these people personally. Every single time the doctor said that it wasn't the vaccine. And I'm starting to think that makes no fucking sense to me. Like, literally 2 days after I had it, like, I had pins and needles in my arm. Like, I've never had that before. You know, one day after the guy in the office, you know, he's rushed to hospital. But how's that not? You know, 2 days after the one of our clients' assistants, he's in hospital. How's that not? Like, these people weren't going to hospitals normally. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, I know it's very easy to say, oh, but it could have. No, I'm telling you now, I do not have two people in my office going to hospital after an event such as the vaccine, just fucking, you know, all coincidentally. So I think we need to start being more realistic and just accepting that there are side effects to these vaccines, and some of them are quite severe, and allowing the public to make informed decisions, because at the moment there's no news and there's no media about them. And unfortunately, people in under their 30s are finding out the hard way. I'm pretty sure if you're under 30 right now, you know someone's had an adverse reaction personally. I would say that's pretty common. If you're over 30, probably not, because you are mixing in under 30 circles, and it seems to be very much leaning towards the under 30 male. It seems to be the from what I've seen in my circles, it seems to be the ones causing issues. And look, no one I know has died, but I know one person whose whole left side's paralyzed. I know one person who's now got a very, very fast heart rate that's been monitored. I know one person who's been in intensive care or hospital for 5 days. And I know one person that's got tremors and pins and needles in their arm. And obviously I know my exact story, so I know I'm not chatting shit because it's me. So yeah, don't want to go on that too much. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, because this is as much my diary as it is a podcast for you to listen to, that the pain and the tingles came back for about 4 days. And it seems to have gone again now, but, you know, I'm touching wood. It could again start sporadically. Who the fuck knows? Drinking some mint tea. One sec. Went to an event yesterday. It was a healthcare event. I went because it's a client's event. But it's really cool because a few people recognized me from Unthin and obviously now owning a pharmacy. So a lot of people now were asking me questions about that. It was really cool to be part of the I guess it felt weird because it's like I felt like I was just a marketing guy there, but obviously I kind of feel like I'm actually part of the industry now, even though I know absolutely nothing about it. Obviously, it's a really, really interesting place to be when you're like, yeah, I actually have a pharmacy. I actually have a product. I actually have a medical product type thing, and we'll do we'll have more so. And it's pretty fascinating, and I learned a lot there. And the biggest issue at the moment that seems to be within the NHS is the level of the difficulty to get GP appointments. And I've got a lot of friends right now who need to see GPs for whatever reasons, and they're getting fobbed off with these sort of like viewings, and, you know, we'll send a picture in and we'll review it and stuff. And I think we need to get back to some form of normality right now. You know, the rest of the world, the rest of the UK is getting back to a form of normality. You can go to a nightclub without a vaccine pass, but you can't go to a GP to show them a lump that has grown. You know, like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just a bit weird now. And I feel like, you know, if you're going to come back to some form of normality, like, why is everything back to normal apart from GP appointments? And they've kind of created a massive problem for themselves, really, like, now by not having face-to-face. They're now creating a build-up of people who need to face-to-face. And I was speaking to a friend who called up their GP, and they said, you know, will you ever go back to face-to-face? And they said, no. And they said, why not? And they said, well, we had a face-to-face day the other week, and 300 people turned up. And I thought, that's the fucking point. There's 300 people that are not getting seen by a GP because you're not seeing people by GPs, which is now obviously throwing the weight onto A&E. So now more people are going to A&E, which means people who actually need to be in A&E are not going to A&E, are not being seen by A&E. So it's causing a whole problem. I've said to my friends, in the short term, it might make more sense for people to get their own private medical insurance. And I know that's not ideal for many of you listening to this. You know, maybe you are a bit tight, but I think my private medical insurance is around about £20 a month. But I can get an appointment tomorrow on FaceTime with a GP. If I have an issue, I can be in surgery in a week. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it might be worth in the short term having that level of cover just in case anything happens. Because if something does happen, good luck getting a GP, good luck getting in surgery, and good luck relying on the NHS. That's how I feel at the moment. So I just, again, it's just me saying what's on my mind, which is, you know, sometimes society is brilliant and the NHS is absolutely amazing public company, but I don't think you can be relied on right now if you have an issue. And because of that, and because I love you all so much, I think that when the thing you rely on can't help you, it's probably time to get some extra precautions. And if you can afford, if you're like me and you're normally a healthy lad and there's nothing wrong with you, you know, it's 20 quid a month. If there's obviously something's wrong with you, it could be more, but you could probably opt out of certain, you know, certain things to bring the cost down just to cover you with other areas. I don't know. It just, for me, I think as a fallback for the next 12 months while the NHS sorts itself out, it might be a good 240 quid to spend in a year, because, you know, it's all well and good saying, yeah, Pete, it's a lot of money. Yes, it is, mate, but it's your fucking life. It's your health. You know, if you get unwell, you can't work. If you get unwell and you can't get an appointment to see a GP, you literally could be at a death door. So it's really, really important that you don't rely on state if state isn't in a good enough place to support you. And I just feel like at the moment, the state isn't in a good enough place to support you. So I feel like I've done that kind of evened it out. I had a couple of positives, a couple of negatives. Unthing's flying. And then I moaned a little bit. But that's what this podcast is all about. It's about getting things off my chest and hoping, I don't look at the view counts, but hoping you guys listen and enjoy it. But number one is always getting things off my chest. So hopefully you enjoyed this pod. Back to normal. Very, very, very sorry. Life has been busy. I'm trying to change the game, trying to change the life, trying to change the world, I guess. But keep smiling, keep being positive, keep being you, and I'll speak to you guys next week.